Each year, about 4.5 trillion cigarette butts are littered into the ground, making it the most littered item in the world. However, a new bill proposed by California State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, Senate Bill 424, is making its way through the state legislature. The bill seeks to reduce the amount of toxins being released into the environment by cigarette butts in single-use e-cigarettes. The bill would essentially ban all traditional cigarettes that have single-use filters. Essentially, the bill would ban anything but a hand-rolled or filterless cigarette from sale, gift, or other furnishing in California. Currently, the city of Santa Barbara prides itself as being a smoke-free city, citing hazards of secondhand smoke, air pollution, cigarette butt litter, and the fire danger posed by poorly discarded cigarette butts as reasons for the smoking ban. Smoke-free does not mean absolutely no smoking. Currently, the city of Santa Barbara does have exemptions to the smoke-free ban it has implemented. The Santa Barbara City Smoking Ordinance states 6 general areas where smoking is permitted: private residents, retail tobacco stores, designated hotel and motel guest rooms, outdoor patio areas and outdoor dining areas of restaurants after 10 p.m., outdoor patio areas and outdoor dining areas of bars, the teeing areas, fairways, rough, playing greens, hazard areas, and golf cart pathways connecting each hole of any city-operated golf course. The other goal of Senate Bill 424 is implement a take-back program for non-recyclable components of e-cigarettes, including cartridges, batteries, and filters. These products have the potential to contain toxins such as arsenic, lead, and nicotine. The bill would require tobacco product manufacturers to collect these non-recyclable components and dispose of them properly at hazardous waste facilities. In the local Isla Vista community, the Surf Rider Foundation collected over 27,000 cigarette butts during the fall and winter quarters of the 2018-2019 school year. Currently in California, cigarette butts constitute about a third of all trash found on California beaches. Those cigarette filters, if not disposed of properly, make their way to storm drains, which lead to streams, rivers, and eventually the ocean, leaving toxic chemicals wherever they go as they float away. In a San Diego State University study, a single cigarette butt in a liter of water killed half of the fish swimming in the water. On top of that, plastic filters threaten wildlife as they are commonly mistaken for food. These plastic filters have been found in the stomachs of fish, birds, whales, and other marine life. About 2 weeks ago, Senate Bill 424 passed the Appropriations Committee by a 4-2 vote and goes to the Senate floor for a hearing, which should take place soon. If the Senate passes the bill before the end of the month, it will be sent to the Assembly. For KCSB, I'm Hayden Harris.